Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 21st of January, and I'm recording at 9:36 p.m., and that is Greenwich Mean Time here in sunny London, or at least it was earlier today. Okay, well, now in recent weeks, I've been talking a lot about that China and crude oil influence and link on markets. In other words, when China and crude oil fell, stock markets really got the shakes and nosedived, and yet when China has steadied, we haven't seen it do that all that much, have we? And when oil pushed up, similarly, we haven't seen much of that, but then we tended to get a firmer tone here overall. Well, the two parted company here today, and the China market was actually quite soft. Shanghai Composite down 3.25%. And China really showed the biggest decline here in the Asia-Pacific region today. Japan didn't do very well, down about 2.5% on average. And other markets, not so bad, but India, Sensex at any rate. No, that's a small decline here, I'm pleased to say. So the bigger moves, China and then also Japan, but pretty well everything else was down except for Australia, which gained almost 0.5 percentage point. Moving on to Europe, which had been so weak yesterday, then we saw a steadier action here overall, particularly by the Italian market, which was up 4.2%. Big leader there, although there were a number of gains in the 2% region. And the Italian market, which is very oversold on the downside, well, what isn't? But Italy perhaps particularly, and that 4.2% gain produced an upside key day reversal. Now, that's really quite interesting because it's a big key day reversal, and we haven't seen too many of those recently. Now, moving on to Wall Street. Wall Street, which had been down in the pre-market activity, about 100 points in the Dow, but then it started to pick up and was really quite strong at one stage. I think the Dow was up over a couple of hundred points. Now, I'm looking at the futures contracts, things like the NASDAQ had done extremely well, pushing up at to 4,192, and then though closing with a gain, but well off that high overall, just a minimal gain in here actually, 4,472. Just up a tiny bit. The Dow gave up much of its gains, but still closed up 0.75 percentage point, and the S&P up 0.5 percentage point. They were helped by the oil price, as was Canada, not surprisingly, up 1.63%, and Mexico and Brazil also a bit higher. Well, let's go back to that China and crude oil sentiment here for a moment, and their influence on markets. And why did they part company here today? Inevitably, that was going to happen at some point. But in terms of China, well, China's gone on the PR offensive, and that has really been led by Vice President Li Yanqiao, I hope I haven't mispronounced that, but I probably have, but who has gone to Davos to speak to all the international financial types over there this week. And he just was very reassuring. The Bloomberg headline on an article here today was China Vice President vows to look after stock market investors. Now, that may help China tomorrow, but we haven't got anybody to speak favorably for crude oil, but nevertheless, it produced a good rally in here today. And the Brent, as I speak, is up $1.66. So the range on the day here is 27.29 on the downside. That was gloom for Wall Street in the pre-market. And then it pushed up as high as 29.84 before closing, as I say, at 29.54, but a good gain. Similarly, the WTI, that had been down to 27.87 and then pushed up over $30 briefly, 30.25, for closing at, or trading after hours now, at 29.74. That's up $1.39. Small dynamic to the upside. Will we get 2 days together? With some requiring obviously some follow through to the upside tomorrow. What can we say about crude oil other than the fact that it doesn't have anybody to stand up for it just yet? But we know that it is accelerated to the downside, that it has a climactic look to it on the charts. Of course, a climactic-looking chart can always become somewhat more climactic, but I don't want to dilute the point too much because climactic activity is what can only occur over the short term. You can get a long downtrend, but when it becomes climactic, that's going into an endgame prior to at least a good technical rally. And follow through to the upside would provide some encouraging evidence there. I said there's no one to come in and do a PR piece for crude oil, and I'm certainly not trying to do that myself. But what we do know is that there are a lot of shorts in this market. And as to the question, a lot of people have been asking here, how come the markets are terrified when oil plunges, because isn't low oil good for the oil importing countries? Well, yes, indeed it is. But on the other hand, if you look at the shape that the economies are in, the oil producer economies are in, that is, they're facing depression here with crude oil down at these levels and are going to have to make radical spending cuts. And that's not going to be easy. So the last thing that a fragile global economy needs, really, is a further plunge in the price of crude oil, which would lead to some debt defaults among the producers. That's the big concern. So a good technical rally, which looks overdue, would certainly help to reduce those concerns somewhat. Okay, so where did crude actually close? Well, I gave you that range, so I can move on. Looking at the U.S. dollar, now this was interesting too. I take the U.S. dollar index because I get edgy when it's up in that 99 region, and it pushed up this morning to 99.799, so nearly 99.8. And then clearly, I say clearly, in my opinion, we had some further intervention in here, which I believe would only be on the part of the U.S. Treasury on behalf of the U.S. Federal Reserve. The last thing Janet Yellen wants to see is a dollar index that breaks above that 100 level and runs to the upside. I repeated that again yesterday to say you put the dollar index up 20% and the U.S. would be in recession, and a lot of corporate borrowers and some national borrowers who picked up dollars when it was much lower because the market was liquid and they felt that the dollar hadn't gone anywhere for a very long time, well, they'd be in they're already in a squeeze position, difficult position, and certainly a further run to the upside would cause problems all around. So thus the intervention, and let's hope that the dollar dollar index stays under that 100 level for a good many months. On a long-term basis, I maintain that it'll go higher because the U.S. is in a strong position here relative to many other economies, and it can be virtually self-sufficient in oil if it wants to. And it also has this big technology lead and a lot of multinational autonomies, which are doing really very well, provided the dollar doesn't run too strong on the upside. Okay, what else happened here? Precious metals, a mixed picture with that dollar index firmer, although at the moment it's a little lower. It's at 99.077. That's just down a tiny bit on yesterday's closing level. But palladium up almost $10 to $498 and change, nearly $499. Silver a little bit easier, back down to $1410. And the platinum pretty well unchanged, it looks like, at 819 and change. Gold was a little firmer, 1102. So we have a somewhat quieter day here in these commodities for the most part, except for that oil rally that today that was impressive. And natural gas also steady, back up to 2.15. And on the soft commodities, a little bit of buying there as well. White sugar had a very good day, up nearly 9.5 cents. And coffee also firmer. So's lumber. So are soybeans and wheat, corn a little lower, rough rice a little higher. Overall, steadier action on that very, very depressed and oversold continuous commodity index. These commodities are certainly down in a potential trough region. And a lot of people are saying, I think this is interesting, Owen and I were talking about this earlier today, just saying that there's this big consensus, if you watch Bloomberg or the CNBC commentators, I usually follow Bloomberg when I'm in the home gym, and there's sort of a consensus that oil will be soft in the near term, but pick up either in the second half of this year or the first half of 2017. Well, when you get in a market that has accelerated to the downside, is very overextended to the downside, and there's a consensus of, important people, I should say, that it's going to be firmer over the second half of the year and into 2017, what would you do looking at this depressed price today? Well, it's a rhetorical question, but I'd be nibbling. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.